Hello, dear listeners. My name is Vojinović Danila, and I would like to present our research on the topic efficiency of the phenol removal from the air system at retinoids JSC. Firstly, I would like to mention that the medicinal product verucoxib contains two volatile organic compounds of the second azide class, phenol and metacresyl. This creates the need to regulate and control their content during the production of the drug. On the other hand, the production of retinoids is located in a residential zone and it's an additional responsibility of the manufacturer. At the initiative of the company's management, a gas converter installation called Yetagan was integrated into the building's ventilation system. This installation purifies the air from production areas before it is released into the atmosphere using a barrier streamer high-frequency discharge, which breaks down the molecules of substances and oxidizes them using ozone into carbon dioxide and water vapor. So the purpose of our research is to evaluate the effectiveness of that system. You can see the facility layout in the center of the poster with the areas where measurements were done, the atmospheric air, vent on the roof, and the working area. As a quantitative determination of phenol method, we have chosen portable gas analyzer Gang 4 using electrochemical method based on potentiostatic and pyrometry because of its high sensitivity and the possibility of moving. Values of arithmetic average of 10 measurements are presented in a table in nanograms per cubic meter. As you can see, the concentration of phenol is much lower than the maximum allowable concentration. If we take the concentration of phenol in the atmospheric air as a background level and the concentration of phenol in the work zone as a 100%, then the efficiency of phenol removal at the outlet roof ventilation is nearly 96%. However, it is necessary to anticipate potential emergency situations in which the concentration may briefly exceed the maximum allowable concentration, such as the accidentally spilling of verucoxib components during the filling. In the further study, the effectiveness of the air purification system for phenols will be measured in different emergency situations to make sure it will prevent the pollution of the air even with the high concentration of phenols in the ventilation system. Thanks for your attention.